This is Amanda Bellerby reporting for Flashpoints. Yesterday, April 24th, was the 36th anniversary of the People's Park in Berkeley. Here are some sounds from that memorable day.
The birthday of the park, and it was 36 years ago. A notice went out in the Berkeley Barb that people wanted to reclaim the neighborhood that had been destroyed by the University of California. And about 100 people came out and laid down some sod and started the park, and the idea caught on. And soon there were thousands of people that were out helping to plant trees and flowers and created the People's Park. And it was a very positive, exciting, hopeful action for a lot of people who were, you know, watching Vietnam on the news. But the university, of course, did not accept the park. They put a fence around the park and brought in the National Guard and began tearing up the flowers and the trees. And actually, huge riots ensued. In fact, the Berkeley Free Clinic was created because so many people got hurt at that time that people, developed a way to patch up their friends who had been shot with bird and buckshot, and James Rector was a bystander on the roof who was actually shot and killed during the protests around People's Park. And it was a very heavy time. There was tear gas going into nursery schools. It's pretty alarming what Berkeley went through at that time, and People's Park is a part of that story. It really does thrive the more that people contribute and put into it. You know, maybe there's a song you want to sing on the free speech stage someday when Food Not Bombs is feeding, or whatever it is. I think that if people just contribute a little part of their beauty to this dream, it will continue on.
So how long have you been skating?
Like 15 years.
What's the best thing about it?
That right there. Peter has tried to kickflip over the whole ramp. It's my roommate.
So what does People's Park mean to you, Wavy Gravy?
People's Park mean to me, Wavy Gravy means free space for free people. And 'twas ever thus, as Mr. Natural once put it. When we go back before the Ohlone and the Yaqui, it was free to the worms. And I somehow think that the worms will reject us unless we upgrade our act here. Well, we did come here and struggle mightily to stop the university from putting up a parking lot. And we proceeded to dig up the parking lot with our bare hands and sell it to each other. I remember putting balloons on the barricades. Always, when you're in an action, tie balloons on the barbed wire. It changes the movie. And I always give the best cop a nose. This one piece, I think will never be a parking lot. There'll always be people that will rise up out of the woodwork, out of the plastic, out of the chrome and neon to defend this particular space. But I think that we need to look on the whole planet that way. Free land for free people. That's what Chief Joseph put out there. How can we buy and sell our mother? That's a crazy thing. Our mama.
Julia Vinograd, would you do us the honor of reading one of your poems, especially if it's about People's Park?
Well, this is, I'm known as the Bubble Lady because I make bubbles for the kids. This is how I became the Bubble Lady. People's Park made me the Bubble Lady. There was going to be a huge street battle the next day. Everyone was mad. I was mad, but I was a pacifist, and besides, if I threw a rock, I'd probably hit my foot. But I wanted to throw something. I wasn't a very peaceful pacifist. So I decided to fill a shopping bag with bottles of soap bubbles and stay up all night blowing soap bubbles in the park, and if they wanted to arrest me, fine. I planned a one-night symbolic protest. So that evening I went to the park and told the two rookie cops left to guard it what I was going to do, expecting handcuffs at any moment. They were young, large, and bored. They pretty much shrugged. After about 20 minutes, one of the rookies asked, "Hey, can we try?" I couldn't believe it. I mean, they were cops. But I handed them each a bottle and damned if they didn't start a contest. "Mine's bigger than yours." "Yeah, but look at mine move. It's the motion that counts." I quote, "I do not comment." Then a cop car circling the block screeched to a halt, and an officer about 50, also large, stalked over to us demanding, "What the hell?" Maybe he thought I dosed his rookies. This was the 60s after all. One of the rookies offered him a bottle of bubbles. He snorted that he didn't play childish games, turned on his heel and left. While the other rookie commented, not lowering his voice all that much, "He's just scared because his would be too small to see." Again, I only quote. The rest of the night was a blur. I'd only planned the one night and thought it would end in jail. I'm not very brave, but it was for the park, this park, that's always in trouble with a bad rap, and when I show it to people, they don't understand. The next day, I took the bubbles on the street. If they work on cops, they'll work on anyone, and a little kid started calling me Bubble Lady, and the rest is history. When I look at the park in winter, all cold and muddy in the rain, I see my soap bubbles under the earth with daffodil bulbs, tulips, snowdrops waiting for spring. And sometimes I see the young faces of those rookies still playing their game.
They're more than a friend. When I come to the People Park, I can win. A lot of things happen up here, but nobody never did nothing to me.
So you feel safe here? Is this sort of a sanctuary, or do you?
I'd rather walk through here buck naked with eyeglasses on.
El parque de las personas es bueno para todos. Aquí hay, nos ayudan para los que no tenemos trabajo. Aquí nos dan comida. Somos personas que queremos trabajar, pero lo que ha pasado ahorita en este tiempo del 9-11, del 9-11, andamos buscando trabajo. We look for work. We don't want to be lazy, you know. Yeah.
So, do you feel like there's also friendship and love here?
Yeah, yeah. Here, everybody's a family, you know? So it's a nice place. You know, we relax. Police no bother us. We can sleep in outside.
And how much it affects me. And how much it tears my heart out every time I hear about what's going on. Why are these people committing brutality halfway around the world when we have so many problems right here at home?
It is a people's land that is shared, and it's gardened collectively, and we enjoy it for music and celebration collectively, and we come here for funerals and memorials of people, and this would be the place that we came if we had an emergency in our community.
And describe where we're sitting right now.
This area here is the community garden area. It was once a parking lot. It was paved, and then people took up the pavement, and it has since been planted by volunteers over the years. It's an organic garden. We're growing fruits and vegetables and flowers. It's a little chaotic. It's open to everybody, and it has become a refuge for people who don't have other places to go. But it's beautiful, actually, in its own way.
For instance, what are we looking at?
This is a native big leaf maple, and yes, dangling from this are cardboard fish with little sayings on them.
And talk about your work here, Terry. You've been around here for a long time.
I became involved in the early 90s when the university put in a volleyball court. It was a very interesting time. There was a lot of really amazing people came out in protest of that, recognizing that the dream of what People's Park is was being threatened. You know, I'd love to list off the names of people that have inspired me, and David Nadel and Bob Sparks, and a lot of people who are no longer with us, and a lot of people who still are with us. This has been an inspiring place. What I've put into it, I've gotten back. I garden here, and it's healing for my soul, and I've gotten a lot of free clothes from the free clothing box, and this is where I bring the stuff I no longer need. We share food here and company, and I've met a lot of great people that I may not meet in other places, and you know, it's been a challenging but special place for me.